感谢主，让我哋有机会又嚟到佢嘅面前，啊，我哋一同喺神面前嚟等候主自己嘅话。
So we'll wait before the Lord for his word this morning.
今朝早呢，我有个负担，同弟兄姊妹一同交通一个题目。
This morning, we would like to share with brothers and sisters this particular topic.
请 Gabriel 将第一张嘅 slide 打出嚟啊！这个题目我改做安乐居。
We will depict this, the name of the topic, a resting place.
弟兄姊妹啦，你唔好误会啦，我以为我喺度同间护理院嚟卖广告喎。
Don't think this is advertisement of some sort. A senior home.
我用呢个题目，但系愿意我哋今日交通到我哋系一班受神保护嘅神嘅儿女。
We like to share that today we are a people that are protected by God.
Okay, Gabriel, 请你放低啊。如果你从这个字面上面来看，无论你向左来看，向右来看都好，这个安乐居，意思就是说居住在一个有喜乐得安息的住处。
No matter how you look at this topic, it means it is a place of rest and a place where you can have joy and peace.
同样因为这个这样的提醒呢，我们来读一处的圣经。
Because of this reminder, let us come to a place of the scripture.
如果你有圣经的，请你打开诗篇第91篇。
I ask you to open Psalm 91.
我们由第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 4.
诗篇呢，91篇，第一节，住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离暴鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。第四节，他必用自己的翼毛遮盖你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge.His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
好，再我哋翻转过嚟第十四同埋十五两节。
Now we come to verse 14 and 15.
神说：因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他；因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。十五节，他若求告我，我就应允他。他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
14 and 15. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
好，第二张 slide 啊 ，Gabriel。咁我咧今朝早用呢一个题目嚟分三段同弟兄姊妹交通嘅。第一段咧 ，Go ahead。
This morning under this topic we have a threefold sharing。
第一段咧我就会用神嘅平安嚟到交通。第二段咧隐密处同埋荫下嚟交通。第三 項咧就係住在主裏邊。
First, the peace of God. Second, shelter or shadow. Third, abide in the Lord.
好，thank you。咁我哋先嚟低頭一次，一齊祈禱先。
Let's bow for a word of prayer。
親愛嘅主，感謝你俾我哋呢個機會，又來到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you.
愿意呢短短嘅时间，主啊嘅里边，你向我哋说话。
In this short time, may you speak to us within.
又愿意你喺我哋里边，俾我哋有一个敏锐嘅灵。
May you give us a sensitive spirit.
叫我哋藉着因着你自己嘅话语被提醒。
That we shall be reminded because of your word.
愿意主你的同在显在我们的中间。
May your presence be with us.
因为我们来到这位永生神的面前。
Because we are coming before your living God.
愿你得着一切的荣耀颂赞和高举。
May you gain all the glory, honor, and exaltation.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
要交通的第一点，我们都在主的面前，我们要，也都是需求主自己所赐给我们的平安。
The first point, it is that the peace of God, we all desire, we all enjoy the presence of God.The peace of God.
咁接今年咧喺呢个咁嘅居家令嘅期间咧，好几位我哋亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹同埋家人，都喺主所安排嘅时间嘅里边离开咗我哋。
In this year during the shelter in place, there are a few brothers and sisters.Under the sovereignty of God had departed and to be with the Lord.
咁当人过世之后咧，我经常都听到弟兄姊妹咧用保罗讲过个嗰句嘅说话嚟到安慰佢屋企人。
During the passing of the brothers and sisters, there are this phrase from the scripture that brothers and sisters like to use to comfort the family members of.
就是在腓立比书那里讲话，他说我情愿离世与基督同在，是好得无比。
That it is recorded in Philippians chapter 1, that we rather, it's far better to be departed, to be with the Lord.
我自己呢，也都受过弟兄姊妹这样的祝福和这样的安慰。
And myself also received such encouragement, comforting words from brothers and sisters.
就是呢，我们都知道，这死去的人，他熄了地上的劳苦了，与主同在，真是好得无比了。
Those who have shed the burden on this earth to be with the Lord, this is far greater and far better.
这个的确是能够安慰人的。
Truly, this is comforting.
我就在那里想这个这样的恩典与基督同在好得无比，这个恩典是不是只是当人死了之后，或者说是被那些死的人得享用呢？
Then I further consider this blessing of to be far better to depart to be with Christ. Is this blessing only for those who departed already with Christ?
咁我哋呢啲生勾勾嘅人系咪都可以同样嘅享受到与基督同在好得无比嘅福气呢？
How about those who remain who are still living? Are we able to enjoy this blessing to be with Christ to be far better?
答案系肯定嘅。
The answer is yes, most definitely.
但是问题就是说，这个究竟好得无比的这个福气究竟是什么来的？
And now we have to ask, what is this blessing to be with Christ, to be far better.
怎样才可以在我们还在地上的时候就能够享用到与基督同在这个无比的福气呢?
How is it that we can take part of this blessing and enjoy to be with Christ, which is far better?
其实是很简单的，弟兄姊妹。
In fact, this is very simple, brothers and sisters.
如果我们能够随时随地都同我们的救主有交通，有亲近，能够亲近，这个是一个福气来的。
If in fact we can be in communion, we can draw close to our Lord. This is a blessing.
我们几时按照祂自己的旨意来到活，来到作事，神一定会为我们，即使在艰难的里面为我们开路，这个就是那个无比的福气。
Whenever we're willing to live or do His will on this earth, this is a blessing. His presence will be with us and go through any trouble.
那关键的问题就是说，你今日同主的距离有几多，又或者近或者疏远呢？
The key, the question to ask is, how far or how close are we to the Lord today?
我记得上一次同弟兄姊妹交通过，用腓立比书下四章六至七节嗰度嘅一句嘅圣经嚟到交通嘅。
We have some sharing from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, as you can see on the screen.
记唔记得？ 腓立比书四章六至七节，佢话应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告祈求和感谢，将你哋所要嘅告诉神，神所赐出人意外嘅平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你哋嘅心怀意念。Be
anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds, your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以无论什么事情的发生，当我们都晓得来到神的面前，同祂祷告、投靠祂、倚靠祂的时候，
No matter what befalls us, we can come before the Lord and to lean on Him, depend on Him, and trust Him.
神的平安就会在我们想不到的时候， 在我们预料不到的情况下，赐过给我。The
peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will come to us, will guard us.
这个平安弟兄姊妹，我再一次讲，就话唔系靠我们自己嘅努力、我们嘅能力、我们嘅智慧咁样样去搞掂嗰件事情，唔系。This
peace of God does not come from our diligence, our own effort, or your own ability. No.
而是透过主耶稣基督，透过我们住在基督耶稣的里面，透过我们与主那个相接近和交通而临到我们。But
this peace of God, on the contrary, came from us drawing near to God and to keep to have that communion with God.
他那个平安就是在我们的心怀意念，在我们的意念的里面，我们得蒙保守。That
peace of God will keep us, will guard us in our hearts and in our minds in Christ Jesus.
我们真不能够不承认我们的生命是非常的脆弱。
We cannot but confess that our life are so frail.
时时呢，被一啲好琐碎嘅事嚟捆绑住。
And many times we are bound, burdened by many things that are little.
就如我哋嘅工作，因为工作带嚟嘅压力啦，家庭生活入面有啲嘅唔协调嘅影响啊，人际嘅关系带嚟嘅矛盾啊，咁样。
Pressures from our work life, conflicts could be in the family or could be in a relationship with the other people.
甚至乎生离死别的痛苦、啊、加上现在在疫情这么严峻的时候又被困在家里、啊、可能又加上失业等等等等的问题，使我们呢终日忧心戚戚，使我们失去了安息。
Or could be our loved ones pass away, and especially in this time of SIP, and could be we unemployment, all these things come upon us, cause us to be anxious.
Esther 的妈妈刚刚过了身，相信弟兄姊妹都知道了。
Brother sister already knew a mother of Esther that recently passed away.
她的妈妈由病发到过世这段的日子呢，都曾经给 Esther 有很多的安乐。
From the time that she became ill until she recently passed, there are much hard times that gave Esther.
在那段的时间里面，她的妈妈是需要24小时三班人去看护。
And during that time, she needed 24 hours three groups of people to keep watch for her.
是的。咁啊，喺呢个咁嘅疫情嘅底下咧，其实请人去做工咧，系好难好难嘅。
And under this time of SIP, it's tremendously difficult to hire anyone to do anything like that.
啊，即使系请到啊，呢啲人都冇乜好雄厚嘅呢个嘅医学常识。
And even though you're able to hire someone, however, they are not that experienced with the medical needs and so forth, so on.
所以请他们做工的时候呢，就要逐个这样又讲解他们做什么吃什么药，几时吃，吃几多这样。
So you literally have to guide their hands in how to serve, how to behave, how to act, to do the job.
有些人他们的工作的时间呢，而且又常常的有矛盾。
And so oftentimes we have a trouble, a conflict in schedules, scheduling.
一時咧，呢個又話我自己都要睇醫生啊，我又唔翻工啦。一時間咧又話我屋企又有事啊，個女又唔得閒啦，咁我又唔翻得工啊。
Sometimes I have to go to the doctor myself, or I have affairs in the family I have to take care of, and then they cannot make the shift.
甚至乎咧。能够临时话，哎呀，我听日唔做啦，咁样样。
And could be even to the point they would give you no notice. Oh, I have to quit. I cannot do anymore. They give you last minute notice.
所以咧，到晚上八九点咧，都未曾揾到有人听日肯翻嚟照顾佢妈妈。
And there are times that you cannot find anyone to help my mother-in-law until like 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the evening, the day before.
有時我哋佢喺 hospice 嗰度啦，咁啊有啲醫護人員每一個禮拜都會嚟睇病同埋幫埋探訪嘅。
And she was dwelling in hospice, so every week, once a week, there are these doctor and nurses will come to visit her.
咁啊，去到又。佢幾時嚟又要走去做翻譯啊？啊等等。
And when they come, then we have to go there to translate to attend to them the meeting.
有時咧啲醫護人員又話因為一次啦，我哋要改期啊咁樣。
And sometimes they have also their own scheduling conflict as well. Those people that come to visit.
所以好多呢啲咁嘅安排上嘅事情咧，令到佢頭都大曬。
So this caused a headache for Esther.
咁佢媽媽咧都好合作嘅，不過咧，人臨終之前咧，但係總係有啲嘅糊塗。
And her mother was very cooperative. However, she was confused at times.
所以咧，好多嘅嘢都令到Esther 佢相當嘅忙亂又。又变咗系心火燥。
So this caused our sister to be very anxious and in the state of being impatient.
咁啊，所以咧就好多时候都会发脾气。
And you have bad temper, naturally.
啊，咁啊，你知道我屋企住咗两个人啦，咁如果佢发脾气嘅时候发喺边度咧，咁大家唔使讲都知啦。
So we know our home at is shared by two people, and you know she has bad temper. Then who's the one at the receiving end?
咁啊，唔单止咁啊，所以佢好多时候咧，只系瞓半晚嘅啫。咁啊，整到周身骨痛。
And many times she only sleep at night just a few hours half of the time, and then she have body aches.
Yeah, 咁啊，由头就痛到落脚嘅，嗰只抽出嚟嘅时候就话啊头晕啊，唔知点解咧头好痛。咁收尾咧整一下咧又，哎呀个心口又好痛啊！啊！仲以為有個乳癌啊！啊！一間又話手臂又痛啊，咁樣樣。
Body aches from head to toe. Sometimes could be headache. Sometimes could be the chest pain, the arms, and just body aches all over.
嗰日瞓喺度摸摸下個肚咧，哎呀，好似有塊硬塊喺個肚皮嗰度喎。
The other day, she was feeling her stomach. There was some kind of lump, and she thought, "Well, what is that? The heart?" Place on my stomach.
咁啊，嗰啲嘅痛咧，由头一路落到脚，咁落到膝头哥。咁佢又话突然间咧，点解膝头哥度又有嚿骨突咗出嚟咧
？From head to toe and even to the knee, she discovered what is that bone sticking out on my knee.
所以就系咁样样啊！呢段嘅时间咧，真系冇一日可以得到安静。
There's not one day we can obtain this rest.
啊，因此佢精神啊就唔系几能够振作，佢工作效率咧亦都下降，时时都会有啲嘅错漏出嚟。
So that caused not so efficient in her work, and also there are things that she neglect.
咁我哋咧。都常常嘅为佢妈妈嘅病情嚟祷告嘅。
And we oftentimes we pray for her mother's condition.
但系咧就冇为着 Esther 呢个嘅担子咧认真祷告过。
But we did not really pray for this burden that Esther has.
啊，直到有一天好似啊主嘅催促。我忍唔住咧，我就喺借饭嘅时候，为 Esther 嘅身体，为佢嘅精神状况，嚟到祷告神，求主咧救佢，释放佢，帮助佢。
Until that one day, I cannot help but during a meal time to pray for her well-being, physically, spiritually, for her entire being, for the Lord to deliver her from this.Situation, the burden.
所以我就凭着主嗰个应许，佢话只要凡事藉着祷告祈求和感谢，将我哋所要嘅告诉神，咁样样啊，我哋喺神嘅面前就能够得到一个出乎意外嘅平安。
So I lay hold of the promise of God, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, by thanksgiving.And supplication, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
我唔知道主系做咗乜嘢，亦都唔知道主点样做。
I don't know what the Lord did and how He did it.
但系结果，主就用佢嘅大能咧，将 Esther 咧就安静落嚟。
But at the end, through His might, the Lord.
Quieted Esther.
Although hourly, those scheduling conflicts for the people attending my mother-in-law and also the medical staff is all ever changing, and nothing changed.
但是我们的心却不再受这些事。
However, our hearts have rest, are not bound by these outward changes.
啊，咁、那个肚皮嗰块硬块咧又唔见咗咯喎。啊，嗰、那个突出嚟嗰嚿骨头又唔知去咗边度。
And the lump on her stomach and the bone that seemed to be sticking on her knee, they all disappeared.
呢、这个弟兄姊妹，我就能够见证话呢、这个系圣经讲嘅出乎意外嘅平安，就系、是、咁样样保守咗我哋嘅心怀同埋意。
I want to testify that this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding comprehension, guarded our heart and mind in the Lord.
嗱，呢个第一点，第二点咧，因为呢一个咁样嘅经历。带我去思想到诗篇九十一篇嘅描述。
Second, through this experience, caused me to come to Psalm 91, as you can see on the screen.
诗篇九十一篇第一节话：住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Psalm 91:1, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.Will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, thank you. 啊，咁我哋都知道咧，诗篇九十篇同埋九十一篇都系摩西嘅心路历程。
We know that Psalm 90 and 91 are written, and it's a life story of Moses.
系佢经历咗人生嘅甜酸苦辣之后嘅一个嘅结论啊。
And it'sA summation of his life after he's gone through all the ups and downs in life.
不过对我们今天读圣经的人来讲，这个是一个直接的提醒。
Today, this serves as a reminder for us before the Lord.
我们知道摩西的一生的经历是非常奇妙的。
We know that Moses went through many miracles in his life.
他一出世就被列入去被杀的那个行列里面，因为当时 的仇敌呢是要消灭整个的以色列人。
At the time of his birth, he was among the rank to be annihilated because the enemy at the time wanted to annihilate the entire race, the people of Israel.
但却要他在皇宫里面长大。
However, God sovereignly raised him up in the palace of the king.
他长大之后呢，本来想用自己的能力去带领以色列人去脱离这个困境。
And when he grew up, he wanted to use his own hand ability to deliver the people of God, Israel, from the sufferings.
但是神要他，却要他在旷野里面，不是带领一班人，而是带领一群的弱仔。
However, God sent him out to the wilderness, not to lead the people of Israel, but to lead a few sheep.
在他的一生的任务里面，他是要将以色列人带出埃及，走过旷野的路，进入去神的迦南地。
Yes, his mission, ultimate mission, was to lead the people out of Egypt through the wilderness and into the good and promised land of Canaan.
唔单真就系因为嗰一次嘅错误咧，佢却要死喺旷野嘅上边。
But through one mistake, he cannot enter in, but rather he had to depart, go away in the wilderness.
摩西佢一生预料过好多嘅事情，但系好多嘅事情佢系发生喺佢嘅意料之外。
Many things that he encountered, he able to foresee.But on the contrary, many, many other things, it was unforeseen. It just happened in his life.
但是当我们看见他最后的时候，他在 他的经历里面作出一个结论，是住在至高者隐密处的人，必定住在全能者的荫下。
But at the end, the summation, the conclusion of his life, he was able to say, He who dwells in the shelter, the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
如果我们用另外一个角度来看就是说，只要那些住在至高者隐密处的人，才能够享用到住在全能者荫下的 咁样嘅经历。
On the other hand, we can say those who is able to enjoy, to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, those are the people, it's conditional, those are the ones that dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
但我们知道这个这里指的至高者或者全能者都是指着我们所信的那位自有永有全有全福的神。
We know this person of the Most High and the Almighty is our true and living God, the one we trust.
所以能够住在这位至高者的隐密处的，其实就是讲出了神的儿女和神那个的关系。
Therefore, here speaks of the person that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It's actually speaking of our relationship with our God.
Yeah, 那些能够同神保持密切关系，又活在这样的认知里面的人，他们必定能够享用神那个全能者的保护和祝福。
Those who keep close contact, close touch, very close with our God shall be able to enjoy this protection and supply of this Almighty One.
第三点，其实用这一段的说话，如果我们用新约的话来讲，但是我们很非常的熟悉的一句话，就是住在主里面。
Thirdly, if we were to say the same thing in the word of the New Testament, we can interpret as in John, to abide in the Lord.
住在主里面，或者是常住在主里面。
To abide in the Lord or stay in the Lord.
你知不知道这个是主向信他的人一个定位？
So, brother and sister, this is a law, a spiritual law from God for those that trust Him. And this is also a pursuit of our life, of our living. To abide in the Lord.
Now, this is not just that we move into a spiritual meeting or live in today's meeting. No.
This is not for us to say we are moving to the church building. No.
但是指著我和神之間那個密切的關係的聯絡。
But rather, this speaks of the close connection, how close we can draw near to our God.
當你住在一個家的人家的裡面的時候。
For example, if you're living in someone's house.
你是不可以呢只是做你自己喜欢的事。
You will not be able to just do everything that you like to do.
你肯定要天天见面，天天谈话，时刻的交通，是吧？
Well, you have to every day see the person's countenance and to have fellowship, to talk, to have fellowship.
我们今天说住在主耶稣的里面，就是天天与他见面，天天与他谈话，时刻的交通，并且信服他，接受他的教导。
Today we say we abide in the Lord. It's to say that we converse with Him, to have fellowship, to see His face, to seek His face, to be very close with Him.
约翰福音十五章第五节啊 ，Gabriel, please.
John, Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 1.
主耶稣怎么讲呢？他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, he who abides in me, and I in him.
所以这个关系，弟兄姊妹，葡萄树和枝子的关系是不甩得的。
This is a relationship between the vine and the branches.The branches cannot be apart from the vine.
几时你喺主系属于主耶稣嘅，你嗰个同主个关系就系葡萄树同埋枝子嘅关系，系唔切得开嘅。你切开咧就 就死啦。
Whenever we are belong to him, we are closely connected to him. We are inseparable. Whenever we are separated from him, we will not have any supply.
佢话你喺我嘅里边，我亦都喺你嘅里。
He in us and us in him.
啊，另外一张 slide 啊 ，Gabriel， 常在我里边嘅意思。
What does this mean by he who remains or stay in me?
就系常住喺我嘅里边，我咧亦都常住喺佢嘅里边。
He who remains in me and I in him.
个意思即系话。我们要以基督为我们的家。
Meaning that we shall have Christ to be our dwelling, to be our home.
Thank you, Gabriel. 以基督为我们的家，就是说当主是我的家一样。那我们的，如果有人问你，你的地址住在哪里？你就係在基督裏。
To have Christ as a dwelling place, someone may ask you, "What is your address?" Well, you tell them, "I'm dwelling in Christ."
Yeah， 係咯，在基督裏就係呢一個家裏邊嘅人，就享用喺基督裏頭嘅豐富安息同埋平安。
To be able to dwell in Christ is the same as if you're able to enjoy all his nourishment from Christ.
所以那些不住在基督里面 的人，往往很多时候都不知道遇到的什么事情。
Those who do not remain in Christ, those who go outside of Christ, we don't know what will happen to them.
也都不知道解决的办法。
And they wouldn't know how to go about things that come up on them.
浪子的故事，我相信弟兄姊妹你听到很多，是吗？
I'm sure brothers and sisters heard the story of the prodigal son.
那如果你不知道这个故事呢，请你回去看《路加福音》第十五章。
You don't know the story, please go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
那那里呢，就详细的记录关于这个浪子的比喻的故事的详情。
The parable of this prodigal son was recorded in detail in chapter 15 of the Gospel of Luke.
那些读过又知道这个浪子的故事的弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这个浪子，他被世界的五光十色所吸引住的时候，他是离开了父的家的。他从此就不住在父的家中。OK， 浪子的比喻我们都听得到了。当这个浪子被世界的五光十色所吸引，他就离开了父的家。
So we've heard of the story of the prodigal son. When the son was his fancy was captured by the things of this world, he subsequently then left his father's home.
So, 离开父的家，他们就是说不再住在父的家里面。
So, leaving the father's home literally means that he is no longer living in the house of the father.
他在外面的时候，他是任意放荡。
And once he left his father's home out in the real world, then he enjoyed everything to his fullest.
Yeah, 并且浪费资财。
And he squandered all of his wealth.
用晒耗尽所有嘅嘢，佢所有嘅都冚唪唥用晒。
Squandering literally means that he wasted every single penny of his wealth.
Yeah, 圣经就说，于是他就穷苦起上来。
And because of that, He had nothing. He had nothing left.
并且呢，佢饿到连啲猪哨想攞猪哨嚟食，都冇得食。
To a point where he became he was in hunger, hungering to a point where even if he wanted to just eat the feeds of the pigs, he had no means to be able to acquire it.
但呢个咁嘅光景就系因为佢唔再住喺父嘅家里边嗰一个嘅悲惨嘅情况。
So how did he come to this point in his life?Again, going back is because he no longer was living within the household of the father.
但是圣经说当他走投无路的时候他就醒过来悔改回到他父的家中。
But the Bible tells us that as he has come now to a dead end, to his wit's end, he then thought about his father's house. And with that thought, it brought him toturn around to head back towards his father's house.
咁当佢翻到屋企嘅时候，哇，嗰个情形完全都唔同啦。
But by the time that he actually arrived at his father's house, the circumstances no longer were the same as when he first left.
嗰度咧有美酒佳肴等着佢，有上好嘅衣袍送俾佢，又有好嘅戒指又有鞋袜，系等住俾佢。
What was awaiting him there? Actually, it was a new clothes, a ring, all the trimmings of a fabulous feast, all ready and prepared, especially for him.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系住在家中嘅福气，呢个就系住在主里边嘅福气。
Brothers and sisters, this is the picture that we have of what it means to live within the abundance of the Father's home. This is the picture that we should have of what it means to live in Christ.
这个就是好得无比的福气。这个就是平安、喜乐和丰富的源头。
This is living the utmost of blessing, the utmost of abundance, the utmost of wealth. Now, again, when we're talking about living in the household of God, living in Christ, we're not talking about salvation. It's not about an issue of whether or not you are truly saved. But rather, for us who are already saved, for us who believe in Jesus Christ,What is your current relationship with Christ?
住在主里边就系常以佢为依归，以佢为倚靠，以佢作我哋嘅等候。
To live in Christ means that He is the one that we rely on. He is the one that is our provision. He is the one that provides.
我哋头先我已经讲过，我哋会遇见好多嘅唔开心嘅事情，我哋会遇见一啲甚至系难处嘅事情。
Earlier we said that we might encounter things that we are not very pleased with. We might even encounter things that are very difficult to deal with.
但系若果我哋系住在主里边嘅，常常同主个关系。是保持那个密切的。这些所有外面的问题，所有所发生在你身上的，都不会叫你无路可走。
But if we are living in Christ, then that intimacy that we have with Christ, if we are able to constantly have that fellowship with Christ, will allow us to not fall into a state where we are at our wit's end, where we are at the end of the road.
So I want to have a slide for you to see. 住喺神家裏邊嘅人，住喺以基督為我哋嘅家嘅人，住喺主裏邊嘅人，唔單止佢有一個安樂居，並且佢係居樂安嘅。
So, using the reminder here on the slide, when we are truly dwelling in Christ, when we are living and having a constant relationship with Christ, not only do we have a resting place, but we have a dwelling that's far better than any other blessing. We have a safest place to be.
好，虽然我是这样说，但是要弟兄姊妹你自己亲自去经历。
Now, I can say all of this and tell you all of this, but it really requires for each one of us, each one of you, to experience it on a personal basis. And even though you're here today and you hear what I have to say, and you've heard this news that you can hold on to, but if you never enter into the reality of it, then it is still not yours.
我们要常常天天时时刻刻的都要与主有联系。
We need to be in such a state that we are dwelling with, living in Christ, or dwelling with Christ consistently on a day-to-day basis, on an hour-to-hour basis, on a moment-by-moment basis to live in Christ.
藉着我们的读经、祷告、聚会，将我们带入去这个实际里头。
And it is through our scriptural reading, that's the Bible reading, through our prayers, our prayer life, and also through the fellowship of being able to meet together and gather together in Christ's name, that will allow us to enter into the reality of living in Christ.
好，最后呢，我送俾弟兄姊妹一节嘅圣经啊，基表，please.
Now, lastly, I would like to give present to brothers and sisters a scripture.
约翰福音15:7,
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。 It's recorded in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7. So it reads, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
这个 abide in me 就是住在主耶稣的里面的意思。
So this is the phrase, the key phrase, abide in me. That means you are living in Christ, abiding in Christ.
我再读一次，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求。
Permit me to read it one more time. It says in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Let's all bow in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，但愿你自己的恩典也临到我们。
Dear Lord, may your grace truly fall upon each one of us.
不单止叫我们听到你的话，读过你自己的话，并且愿意你这个话藏在我们的心中。
So that not only have we been able to hear your words. Not only have we been able to read your words, but Lord, please store your words deeply upon our heart, in our hearts.
与这个话, 成为了我们走路的能力。
So that the words become the strength as we walk day by day.
让我们都在你面前立志作一个服侍你，为你做见证的人。
And allow, permit for each one of us to resolve to be one who lives in you, who abides in you, who serves you purposefully.
从你那里得着能力，因着我们abide在你里面，居住在你的里面，主啊，你可以在我们的生活，在我们的生命上面，做一个美好的见证。
So that as we abide in you, then we will have strength for the day. And then we will be able to live out the proper testimony to be the proper witness for you.
求主你荣耀你自己的圣名。
May you glorify your own name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿们。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.